Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 7, the verses 1 to 5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Reflect with me on the theme, removing the log from our own eyes. In Matthew 7, 1 to 5, Jesus Christ provides a powerful teaching about judgment, urging us not to be quick to criticize and condemn others. The metaphor of the speck and the log illustrates the absurdity of passing judgment when we might be dealing with greater faults ourselves. This passage challenges us to examine our hearts, recognize our own flaws, and approach others with humility and grace. My dear friends, in our contemporary times where social media platforms amplify judgments and criticism, this teaching is more relevant than ever. The ease with which we form opinions about others can lead to a culture of negativity and division. Our Lord Jesus Christ calls us to a higher standard, reminding us that we are not the ultimate judges. Understanding the complexity of each person's life, acknowledging our own imperfections, and promoting a culture of empathy and understanding are crucial in a world filled with hasty judgments. Two questions for reflection. Number one, how can we cultivate a spirit of humility and self-reflection to avoid being judgmental? Two, in what ways can we contribute to creating a more compassionate and understanding community, both online and offline? Gracious Father, we come before you with hearts open to your guidance. Help us, Lord, to remove the logs from our own eyes before attempting to address the specks in others. Teach us humility and grant us the wisdom to approach each other with love and understanding. In a world prone to judgment, may we be beacons of grace and compassion. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.